This week, we'll hear recommendations for watercolors in Waitsfield, cut paper creations in Vergennes, 100-year-old painted postcards in Ferrisburg, and pen and ink drawings of animals in Berlin. First up today is Karen Nevin of Valley Arts. She has this recommendation for the watercolor exhibition in Waitsfield.
It's fun, it's beautiful, it's really a wonderful exhibit that you don't see in Vermont very often. This artwork comes from across the country. When you come in, you will see Mocha Latte Espresso by Cynthia Brabeck King of Palisades, Colorado. It's a fabulous painting of a countertop packed with china coffee cups, glass cream and sugar bowls, bone-handled spoons, and a luscious berry jam. You just want to scoop some of that jam up and eat it on your fingers as you walk through the gallery.
See that watercolor exhibition through July 28th in the Big Red Barn at the home of American Flatbread, Route 100 in Waitsfield. Next, Jennifer Armstrong from Dover wants you to hear about Adrienne Ginter. She's having a solo exhibition at Outer Lands Gallery through the rest of the month.
I wanted to let you know about this incredible artist, Adrienne Ginter. She's gained national attention for her hand-cut paper pieces. These pieces are incredibly vibrant and so intricately cut. They're like nothing I've ever seen before.
See Ginter's cut paper creations at Outer Lands Gallery, that's on Green Street in Vergennes, any Friday or Saturday in July from 1 till 5. Megan Canella from East Montpelier has this recommendation for pen and ink drawings at Fresh Tracks Farm in Berlin.
Evan Chismark, a Stowe artist, does pen and ink drawings of local wildlife, and it's full of contrast and simply beautiful. Worth coming to check out.
Evan Chismark's pen and ink drawings are on display now through the end of July at Fresh Tracks Farm in Berlin's wine tasting room. And lastly today, Lindsay Foster Mason of Burlington is an event coordinator for performing arts events, and she wants to recommend an exhibit of postcards at the Rokeby Museum in Ferrisburg.
100 years ago, Rachel Robinson Elmer, who was born and brought up on a quiet sheep farm in Ferrisburg, created the very first fine art picture postcards of New York City. To those of us who know New York, and for those who don't, each postcard is a lovely impressionist invitation to come see the city with her artistic eye. There's interesting background info, and you might be able to coax Jane Williamson, Rokeby's executive director, into filling you in even more with the great presentation she gave at the exhibit's opening.
That's it for today. Find out more about all of these events at vpr.net/arthounds and make your own recommendations, too.